Next Tuesday, Seattle is going to elect its next city council, and today we're taking a look at the candidates running in District 5. It's the northern tier of Seattle, from Puget Sound to Lake Washington. Sandy Brown is a former pastor at Seattle's First United Methodist Church, a founding member of the Committee to End Homelessness in King County. Also, Sandy Brown has worked on reducing gun violence. Deborah Juarez is a member of the Blackfeet Nation and a former public defender and a King County Superior Court judge. I asked her how growth and change in Seattle has had an impact on her personally.
I've lived in Seattle for 30 years, and the last 25 I've been in the North End in five different neighborhoods as a homeowner and a renter, and that's where I raised my kids. How the growth has affected me the most is transportation. It's taken from 10 minutes to get downtown to sometimes 25. Sometimes it's taken me 50 minutes to even get to Safeco Field from the North End. It's affected me in that with transportation and lack of infrastructure. My daughter was hit by a car when she was 7. And when I went back and looked, there's a crosswalk there now, but there's still no sidewalks. And the other part is with the growth, we've had more people come up north without the services. So we see more people and more crimes on Aurora, North Gateway, and Lake City. And I think those are the issues that I've seen in the last 25 years.
Sandy, how about you? How have you personally noticed the changes we've gone through with growth?
Well, I would certainly agree with Deborah. A lot is around transportation. I moved here with my family 50 years ago. I was 7 years old. And when I was in college, I was a delivery driver for a blueprint company in downtown Seattle. I used to know every single building in Seattle that had an architecture office in it, and I could drive there and know exactly where to park in a Volkswagen Beetle, which was how we got around. And the city is so much bigger. It's more dense. It's a little bit more chaotic, and it's much harder to get around. Those secret ways that I used to get around in a delivery car, they're really not available anymore. We're having a much tougher time moving people. At the same time, Seattle is much more vibrant, and the music scene, the nightlife scene, it's much more than what I remember when I was growing up here.
Deborah Juarez and Sandy Brown are with me. They're running for the North Seattle slot on the Seattle City Council. You've been talking to a lot of voters there, obviously. Sandy Brown, what do you think is the number one concern for the North End, and what would you do to address it?
You know, I have talked to a lot of voters, and it's been a fabulous process. I think I am right now at 12,600 doors. And what I've heard as the top priority is surprising. It's actually public safety. And especially in those precincts that are near to Aurora, there's been an increase in the North Precinct in violent crime of about 17% over the last quarter. And as you compare North Seattle to other parts of Seattle, we are the capital of property crimes. But we have seen a movement of people with drug issues, prostitution, and so on in North Seattle, I think in particular after the 9.5 block strategy in downtown. So even the neighborhood activists, even the city neighborhoods department has told us that they see the Aurora corridor as being much more plagued by crime than other neighborhoods in Seattle.
Okay, Sandy Brown, you're a city council member. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to really work hard on the Seattle Police Department. So SPD, when we think of issues around SPD right now, we think of use of force. Indeed, that's a big issue. We've got to get through the consent decree. We've got to make sure that we have changed how we're relating to the public in terms especially of how we're using force. That's a given. But we also need to increase the staffing level of SPD. So we have about 300 officers ready for retirement. We get about 80 officers through the State Police Academy every year. And that means we're going to likely go down a little bit before we can go up. So we've got to work very hard to get those numbers up. I'm in favor of a locally run police academy so that we can get the numbers to where they need to be. It's been budgeted for, but none of the last three mayors has been able to succeed in getting the count up for SPD.
And I want to ask about your top priority, Deborah Juarez, based on people you've spoken to. But first, I'd like to get your reaction to what Sandy Brown had to say. He said for him, it was public safety.
Sandy's right. And we both have been doing this for a while now and knocking on doors and visiting community groups. Public safety is, of course, a very important issue. But I think what I've learned and what I've seen in the 25 years in the neighborhood, what I think a lot of it depends on is what neighborhood you're in. One thing about our district, which I really like, is that it's about 13 square miles. It's about 90,000 people, and we have about half renters and half homeowners. And so you will get a different response on Aurora, where we've met with community groups about public safety. And then as you get down Northgate Way, what you'll find is people are concerned about economic vitality, that the North End needs to be vibrant, that we need to have that we're zoned for more commercial use. And then, of course, when you get further towards the lake, you know, the issues are a little bit different. People are worried about the traffic safety on Aurora and Lake City Way, which are both dangerous state highways. So it's kind of hard to say the number one, because we are, I think we're the largest district, and I-5 splits us completely in half. And so you'll see some different interests somewhere. But I think that's the beauty of the district system, is we can address all those.
Okay, pick one and tell us how you would deal with it, Deborah Owers.
I think for me, it's going to be transportation. It's really going to be pushing hard to make sure that the North End's needs are met and that we advocate, because I think we've seen for too long that our needs have not been met. Of course, there's transportation, housing, and economic vitality, but transportation being first and foremost, because people in the North End have to rely on public transit to get downtown and to go north. And we want to be transit rich. Having a transportation system and a safety system and an infrastructure system that's hierarchical, that focuses on safety for children, high-density areas, areas for where our elders live, high-density areas where we have commerce, and also freight mobility. And I think that's the most frustrating thing for people.
What lasting impression would you like people to have from this interview, Sandy Brown, about the difference between you and Deborah Juarez that means they should vote for you?
Lasting difference is I've presented plans in the areas of pedestrian safety for sidewalks. I've also presented a specific plan around public safety, and that's a difference for us. So I want the people of North Seattle to know that their representative has actually listened to them and has come up with plans that are going to make a difference.
Deborah Juarez, what big difference do you see that makes you feel as though you should reign rather than your opponent?
You know, I keep harping about I've been in Seattle for 30 years, and I ended up in the North End for 25 years in five different neighborhoods and raising my children there. I've been involved in my community and understanding how it grows. But more importantly, unlike Sandy, I have experience in working for 30 years in many levels of government of getting things done. I've actually built bridges. I've built community centers. I've built hospitals. Yes, I've built casinos and convention centers as well, but that's infrastructure. That's what you do. You build. I also understand economic vibrancy and what it means in relationship to how you want your city or your community to look and how that translates from a vision to brick and mortar.
Ross, I'd just like to interject, if I may. And I'd just like to point out that living in the North End for 25 years is not a plan. It's not a plan for improving things. It's not a plan for listening. And so I think that's a clear difference between us. I've walked the streets of the North End, 12,400 doors, 400 miles, three pairs of shoes. And I think that's a lot different than assuming that I know by virtue of having lived in a place for a period of time.
Well, in response to what you just heard.
Can I be philosophical for a moment? About instead of just the standard, these are the three reasons I'm running, this is why I'm different than Sandy Brown, this is my experience with 30 years of doing in the private and public. I am now answering that proverbial question, who would you be and what would you do if you weren't afraid? And I'm doing that at this point in my life. I want to run for city council. I want to do good for my city, and I'm not afraid, and the time's right.
Deborah Juarez, you also heard from Sandy Brown. They are the candidates in Seattle's District 5 City Council race. Your ballots are due Tuesday at 8 p.m.